You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. It is nice out there.
This is 70 today.
No
this
wind.
Is awesome.
It is just a perfect, beautiful morning, man. When I was doing my walk this morning, I was thinking, man, this is a great time of year to get up early, get out there where the sun's coming up and the birds are popping their heads out of the nests and the seagulls are swooping and the sailboats are sailing.
Yeah. You know why they start tweeting? What makes them do that?
What?
When the sun comes up, the light.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Well, I know. I think everybody knows that.
Why?
Wasn't that when a rooster crows, too, or whatever?
Pretty much, I think.
Same thing, yeah.
You didn't know that.
I knew that.
I was waiting for this, like, really, like, mind-blowing thing.
Me, too.
The sun comes up.
Oh. You know what I hate, though? You know what I despise?
It's not like after 7 hours of sleep.
And I wish there wasn't a law against.
Uh-oh.
And people are going to hate me for saying this.
There's a law against it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you would...
Yeah.
Like what? Murder?
Morning doves.
Oh.
When they're outside your window at like 4:30.
Yeah.
Well, if the sun's not up, John, they're not cooing.
They coo ahead of time.
They're the early risers.
They're the early ones. God, I hate morning doves.
Yeah, they do have a...
Right outside your window.
Yeah.
I've tried everything to get rid of them. Short of a pellet gun.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate them.
Just a note, I don't think you'd win any morning dove calling awards.
Yes. Maybe it wasn't a...
Okay. Maybe it wasn't a morning dove. That's a good sign. Happy Nurses Day.
Yeah. Love them.
God bless the nurses in the world.
That is a unbelievable... I'm glad we're recognizing that today. My daughter, she's dead. You don't realize how all the work the nurses do. It's unbelievable what they do.
Couldn't agree more.
I mean, these doctors walk in, everything's cleaned and it's outrageous. They work so hard. I mean, here, but everywhere.
Yep.
But, you know, we have an appreciation for nurses because they take care of us. But from the other side, like, doctors got to really appreciate nurses because they do everything.
A lot of the work. I mean, yeah, they do a lot of work.
No question, man.
And I think a lot of times they're really the communication piece, right?
Absolutely.
You tell the nurse what's going on.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They are. I mean.
Although, you got to admit one thing.
Hmm.
Nurses Day. Boom. What do you think of?
Well, I think of a lot of nurses I know.
Yeah.
My sister. Yeah.
But you also think of a female, don't you?
I do.
And there's lots of guys now that are.
I knew we were going to talk about male nurses this morning.
Yeah.
Because that's getting a real big thing. Guys that are medics in the military.
Yeah, that's true.
When they get out, they become nurses.
Yeah. And it's great. It's a great career. And you can really, not that you're in it for the money, but if you work the holidays and some overtime, you can. That's pretty serious. Like in your first couple of years, because you can sign up for that. It's amazing what.
Just read one of those things about, you know, what you can expect after so many years.
Yeah.
With this one nursing thing, it was $176,000 a year.
Think about that. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
That's a nice wage.
And we need nurses. And healthcare, we're getting a little bit older, and nurses are,
no question.
Yeah,
but you ever wonder what they are? Like, you never know sometimes the person you're meeting with when you go for a doctor's appointment or something. You never quite know who that person is, right? Before the doctor comes in.
Well, you're thinking, you're expecting the doctor to be a male.
Yeah.
And so what do you mean? You don't know?
Yeah, remember I told you I had to go meet? They screwed up my thing. They had me come down for the meeting before the blood work and then
Right.
But because the doctor's on vacation. But I didn't really know what that was. It was a female. But I didn't know, was she a doctor? Was she a nurse? Was she I wasn't quite sure.
Physician's assistant.
Yeah.
They have a lot of,
exactly. Yeah. What's the hierarchy of those things?
I think it is a physician's assistant.
Okay.
It's a doctor, physician's assistants, and then there's. I'm going to look that up at the break because my sister's one of them. But it's amazing. They can do like almost everything.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the big money goes.
Yeah, I know. Did you ever try stethoscopes? I'd love to just try those one time, wouldn't you? See what that sounds like to you.
Never did that, like in school or
no,
anything?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
put a kid in medical school, you have them all over the house. Yeah, we, yeah, these, yeah, those are cool.
Yeah.
And those all, they look cool, too. You know, when they're like
that's
around
what
your neck,
I mean.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
They look cool. You just walk on.
Absolutely.
Imagine walking on a plane with one of those.
I still think one of my favorite things is in old movies where they'll begin with the pregnant lady and they're smoking. The doctor's smoking. He's in the room. I love those old
just
movies.
Just a doctor smoking, period.
Love it. Like love weird. It. Like, love it. Okay. Love it. Love it. What do you got here? Terry says, had a great May 5th yesterday. Nice fajitas. Dinner at Los Banditos.
Oh, you could have came to the community shelter. That's what we served last night. Fajitas. And I was a little stressed out because some people who signed up didn't, they started, you know, people drop off, you know, yeah, I'll be there. And it's like, well, I'm.
Oh, helpers? You mean?
Helpers. So, because with fajitas, you know, it's obviously the tortilla and then the chicken. That's, we had chicken, not steak. But then there's all these things to put on. And, you know, you want cheese, you want sour cream, you want peppers, olives, salsa. So, and then you got, you know, the rice, and then you've got the fruit, and then the dessert. And we only had
two servers for that?
Yeah. Well, wow. It was supposed to be more, but Kyle can come, and then Jesse was sick yesterday.
Okay.
So anyway, I grabbed two. There was some kids there from Notre Dame that were kind of just working on another project. I'm like, you guys are done with that project. You come over here. So, but there's just a lot to a fajita, but what a great way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Absolutely.
That was fun.
Brian says, carpe diem, boys. Seize the day. Make your show extraordinary. #. All positive text
now,
today.
Now, look at this.
Brian.
Mm. Yeah, no, he's...
He won't change. He's...
And thank God for that, by the way. We love it.
He's setting us up for something. Trust me.
He's sitting there next to his wife. Watch this.
Watch this. I'll soften him up and then nail him.
Next hour, right.
How about your UW Green Bay softball team headed to Cleveland State for the Horizon League tournament? Go Phoenix, ladies. Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. Very nice. This is a great time of year for sports, for like high school sports and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yesterday when I was just walking through the, what park is that? It's where we met last year to do the pickup, the cleaning thing. It's the dog park.
Yeah.
Down there. But anyway, it's just walking through that park. I don't know, I like walking through that park when I go to the CVS. Park. But it's like, it was the first time you smelled fresh cut grass.
Yeah,
and the dandelions were popping up and it's like, oh. You could bottle like right here this couple of weeks.
Some of your military guys say that was something that they missed.
Yeah, absolutely. The smell of fresh cut grass. You didn't see that up
not in the desert.
Iraq. Nope. That's exactly right. And what do you think? I always think of football practice or baseball practice when you smell that fresh cut grass. You guys?
Summer.
But I mean like golf course type things where there's just something about that just conjures up
it
that
is, and that's a great,
phenomenal.
I mean, who wouldn't like that?
Yeah.
Smell. That's just, it's great.
Got another text here. Nurse practitioners. That's what I was trying to think of, to be honest with you.
Yes.
Nurse practitioners are very similar to physician's assistants, William. That's the term. What is the difference between a nurse practitioner and a... Yeah, that's what I mean. It's almost like the military.
Pretty sure it is.
Like a sergeant, then a lieutenant, and then a, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to say for sure, but I think like they can actually write prescriptions. Yeah, they can do all that kind of stuff.
I think the question is, what's the difference between a physician's assistant?
That's
and a physician?
What I mean.
She does. She's in the ER. She's talked about this guy had cut himself up like with a chainsaw. She was right there.
What was that? You pointed to me like,
I pointed to you like,
I can see you cutting yourself up with a chainsaw.
I was.
I did.
That was a subconscious gesture to you. But anyway, but I'm just saying that, you know, was right in the midst of that. So I think physician's assistants are pretty much in charge till the doctor shows up.
It's a legendary story up in the UP. This guy cut himself really bad with a chainsaw and out in the woods and stitched himself up with fishing line.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Talk about having the, you know, because I would just lay there and go, okay, I'm done.
That's it.
Yep. It's over.
I'd give up.
Yep.
And he ended up, this guy's one of the only guys from UP ever to play pro football.
Did he just get himself to a hospital? That's incredible that he stitched himself up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd see a tourniquet.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I'll check into it. Check if he's still alive, Todd.
All right.
His name is Len St. Jean. Played for the New England Patriots, drafted by the Packers. Whitney Park, Sarah says. Whitney Park.
Yeah,
yes, thank you, Sarah. Yeah. There's something about that. It reminds me of an old school, old town kind of park.
Oh, that's got to be one of the oldest parks in Green Bay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, yeah. There's something cool about it.
He is alive, by the way.
He is alive, okay.
Yep, 83 years old.
Let's try to get him on.
That All would right. be great to talk to.
I'm serious.
Wow.
Todd,
that is pretty cool.
Yes. Yes. So. You ever take Milton there?
Where?
Whitney Park.
Oh, of course. Yeah, okay. All the time. We were talking about this guy with the chainsaw stitching up. I'm like, what?
How do those dogs all get along? It's like, I'm surprised that, you know.
Well, yeah, they, you know, it's up to the owner. It's amazing. They chase each other and
that's
play.
That's what I mean. I watch Eric, and it's like, wow.
Yeah. Once in a while, there's a dog that.
A kerfluffle?
What do people, do you carry mace?
No.
No?
I don't.
Have you ever?
No.
All right.
My gun.
Wouldn't it be kind of fun to mace somebody once? To see what it'd be like?
That burns though,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Anyway, no, that park, that's a dog park, and we need more dog parks in Green Bay. And they're great. And some dog parks are little dogs, big dogs. Like,
yeah.
Indy Pier. They have a great, great dog park over there.
Oh, the one along the highway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But anyway, I like Whitney Park, but I think we need to do a couple more of those.
All right. Today is No Diet Day, which is great.
I'm there. Didn't even know it, and I'm celebrating.
I already celebrated this morning with a big breakfast.
But I had a fajita.
I was so mad yesterday.
Okay. Why?
And I'm eating so good. I told you, all my wraps were with lettuce and turkey.
I'll give you a lot of credit for that. To use lettuce as a wrap.
I think you're supposed to, but I think I'm doing too much of protein powder. I put protein powder in my eggs. I think that's putting on weight, but I think it might be solid muscle. So that's heavier.
Not seeing it, but okay, that's good, John.
Let's get a nurse practitioner on and see what she says about that.
Right, or that coach to get her back
on. Do those scales work that say
body fat?
Yeah.
BMI?
Do those work?
I don't know how. I don't know.
How can they?
Because they don't know how tall you are, but isn't it with your your feet? Like if they like
does it sense your feet?
If they turn into like a blob, it's like, look at this dude's. There's those BMI things on there. That's an expensive scale.
I know. You know who used to have that was another one of those places I got fired from. One of those weight loss things.
That could be anywhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Those are horrible.
They would give you one to measure. Yeah, and it would measure your body fat. But you never knew if they were accurate or not. I don't think they were.
Well, I think whether it's accurate or not, it's a barometer, right? So you got a starting place. But
I was so mad.
How long were you on that before they let you go?
A couple of months.
Oh, that's all right. I'll give you credit for that.
Yeah.
Some of those guys, weak.
Well, that was the thing. I had to, they actually kept a scale at work then, okay? And when I do the spots, I'd have to weigh in. And I'd lie.
Wow. Oh, because that's a little pressure.
I lied. Yeah, I got fired. No problem. Yeah. But what I was saying, I was so mad when I weighed myself yesterday morning. Because I was so good. I walked, did 10,000, not 10,000, but I did some steps. And eating good, eating nothing but eggs and protein and cheese and just all good protein stuff for you. And I was 222. I went from 218 to 222. I actually took a Sharpie and a piece of paper. I just wrote 220. And right there, when you're looking in the mirror in my bathroom, you can't see yourself. It's going to get this big thing with just my weight on it. I was so disgusted with myself.
Yeah, that's good. We should put that in a refrigerator. You should put it not in the mirror.
That's got it in the mirror. It's also beverage day, no homework day. I never did homework. Did you guys do homework?
Of course we did.
I couldn't.
Who can't? What do you mean you couldn't?
What was I going to do, Jim? Was I going to do it after school? Had practice.
Yeah.
After practice, got to eat and then feed the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take the nap. Then what?
Feed the hogs.
Then bonanzas on.
Yeah.
Okay. Manics.
Exactly. You'd have studied at my house.
I couldn't.
There's a whole bunch of stuff I'd have cut out.
Don't blame me.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Anyway.
anybody? Okay, anybody?
I know, right? Good morning, John. John, we got a
anybody
radio
else
show.
Wake up with that this morning?
The last couple of days, but you could probably hear it in my voice a little bit.
Cleared it before we came to work, but
I was walking. It's working out. Michael says, whatever happened to Johnny Juice? It's coming back, Michael. Mm-hmm. Michael, I'm working on some various recipes and some various, you know, it's actually really good. I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you something. What's really, really good? Mm-hmm. Just take that Tang that I do. You know, the Tang, the squirty Tang.
Yeah. Okay. $7.
Huh?
$7.
$3.
Yeah, that's not what I paid.
Well, okay. Shop the right place, Jim.
Okay.
Hey. All right. Is there anything where you feel like when... More than when you go to Aldi's and somebody says, would you like my cart?
Yeah, that I
thank you very much.
I think she was.
Doesn't that sound
I think
crazy?
She's kind of hitting on you a little bit,
but,
John.
I do too. I do too.
Those carts are.
Quarter.
But they're really. I know. It's not like, well, find
but
a quarter.
Not,
it's,
if
it's,
you
a,
don't
a,
take it,
it's a valuable quarter.
You do one of two. They get you.
Yeah.
They know how to get you.
I think that's cool you brought your own bags in.
I know. I feel very proud of myself.
Yeah, that's good.
I feel very old, but I feel very proud.
Not plastic. Did you bring in like those?
No, I bring in the big one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are handy. Those Aldi's bags are handy.
Stuff in there.
Can use those for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Got my jumper cables in one of them in the back.
Nice. I'm sure that's the intent.
No, just that's, saying.
They are. They're strong.
They're strong.
Yeah.
I've done book signings where that's what I've carried the books with.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I believe that.
They will not break. They will not tear on you. No, they're awesome. Cool. What else going on today? George Clooney, 64 years old. Bob Seger, 80. Is he still performing, Todd?
No, he did his final tour a few years ago.
That George Clooney... You know, it's that. Well, who's the guy? His play right now? Do you know? Isn't George Clooney playing in that guy who used to be a reporter? Goodnight and
Edward Murrow.
Yeah,
was he doing that? Okay,
that's George Clooney, right?
I think so.
Greta went to that.
Okay,
tickets. Guess how much a ticket is?
$300.
$800. $800. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Like good night and good luck or whatever he signs off with.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of that, did you know anybody that went across the street?
I just want to say that was a last.
It's a lot of money.
They're probably $500 now, but
wow.
It's unbelievable how everything's gone up. You know, just everything, housing, food, but even theater tickets. It's crazy how.
Actually, I think I'm going to the movies today.
What's Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, that's, $5?
Yes.
Plus pop.
There's a movie about Iraq. I want to think it's called Warland. Warland? Something like that. But and it's 2006 in Iraq. So I'm going to go see that. But I've been waiting for the Tuesday $7 special.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's also going to be 70 degrees out today. You sure you want to?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Oh.
Tomorrow's going to be 56, so why don't you go tomorrow?
Because then I have to pay full price.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay.
Have you seen a movie ticket these days?
No, I don't go to movies.
They're like $14.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you can get them at half price, I'm telling you.
I like, you know, so you have to buy, what do you have? I don't even know what we have at home, but you can go and get these, you can either buy movies or get them for free. Like I watched Conclave, right? I think everybody did. They said that the watching that movie was up 3,500%.
Yeah, that was unbelievable, man.
But I'm just saying, did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe that. What's it about?
What's that?
The Conclave.
No, what is Conclave? Yeah, what is...
The Cardinals doing their...
Okay, but what about... like what's
smoke stuff.
Okay, what's the gist of that?
Who's going to get the... who's going to be the new Pope?
Right. You didn't see it.
You know what's funny? I was watching the news.
This guy comes in, they think he's an imposter, and it's I don't want a spoiler alert.
No, don't spoil it for
okay.
Me.
Yeah.
So on the news, though, it's funny. It's like national news. All these bishops or cardinals are coming out of the thing, and they're like, you know, your excellency or whatever they call a cardinal. Yeah. Any comment on a nude comment. Nuke. It's like they're rock. It's like they've got paparazzi all over them. Yeah, they're like rock stars. They said everywhere they go in Rome, they're followed by all these people.
Right. You know, they scrambled the signals for cell phones and that. It's secrecy. I mean,
it's real serious.
So I don't know. It's going to be interesting if it happens today, maybe tomorrow. Talked about that last night at that.
How much did they make? Is that a good gig?
The Pope?
Yeah.
What does the Pope make? Hit a salary in there. Look, John. It's one of those things. What does the president make? I mean, it's kind of, isn't it kind of who cares? I mean, how much expenses do they have?
I was
they
just thinking if
free.
I should go into it.
They got
it.
Unbelievable staff.
To that line of work.
Yeah. And he gave a lot of his money away, Pope Francis.
All right.
Yeah, but there's a salary. I'd guess $300,000? I don't know. I don't hold me to that.
All right.
Whatever. I mean, charge of the world.
But they get everything for free, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So if you went to lunch with the Pope, would you pick it up? John.
I mean, he's got that big hat. He's got to have a big wallet, I'm thinking, right?
Hey, you're pontiff. Hey.
Can you bring?
I forgot my wallet. Yeah, I don't know. Also, Teacher Appreciation Day. That's a big day, man. Teacher Appreciation Day. Love How cool is that? Phenomenal.
We've all had our favorites.
Yep.
You know.
Pet Week. You got a whole week for the pets. Oh, it's pet. All right. Does Lisa do anything special for her spiders?
I don't know.
Pet Week?
I don't know.
Childhood Depression Awareness Day. Very important. Very, 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 very important day for that. You know, you wonder, did kids not be as depressed back in our era? Or is it just coming out more and they were depressed? Or, you know what I'm saying?
I do. Was it undiagnosed?
Yes. Yeah. Was it undiagnosed?
We talked about Alzheimer's, too. Is that a little bit like...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I would... think the latter. I think it was undiagnosed. I think
it was there, but it was just
kids back in the 30s, 40s. But
All right, Brewers back in action, taking on the Houston Astros in Milwaukee again. They got a nice homestand taking place here, 6:05 on WISS. You know, we were talking all winter about some of the things we're going to do in the summer. It's like almost here now.
I know.
It's almost here. Yeah. And I don't have a boat yet.
I want to go to a Brewers game, though.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, I will tell you this, coming up on Friday, we're going to have a free ticket Friday giving away Brewer tickets.
Oh, really?
So be listening in for that. We'll be doing free ticket Fridays all summer long.
Really?
Well, fantastic. Yeah. Hey, we got a good lineup today. We got Ted Ludov coming here from the Ashwaubenon Community Band Concert. He's a great guy. 82nd Airborne he was. We got Ollie and Nicole, Neville Public Museum, Hmong American Day, which is awesome. One of our favorites, Sean Katzbeck from Marinette, is coming to town talking about the boat races, which is going to be hugely popular. And Laura Nisbeck from New Leaf Foods is coming on in to talk about their community orchards that we're always a part of. What?
Yeah.
Did I screw something up?
No, no.
Yeah,
I did.
You're laughing.
No, she's something. Not. You're thinking.
Did I mispronounce
that's not the app. And don't
you... Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. And a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning out there on 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app, along with the 1100 AM and 1590 AM on your amplitude modulation dial. Brian says, if it wasn't for positive texts, or if it wasn't hashtag positive texts only today, I'd point out the senior discount and how it works for movie tickets. Brian, told you.
There you go.
Told you.
I think you can also buy them in advance.
Yeah, you can. You can order your food in advance.
No, but I think if you buy like, I don't know, I looked at that one time. If you buy like a year subscription, or if you buy like 10 or 15 or 20, you get a discount. But you got to use them. I think it's a use it or lose it. I don't go to that many movies. I mean, I go to, you know, one every couple of years.
Okay, I hate to. I'm going to admit something.
I fall asleep.
I'm going to admit something. I might give up my Croc membership.
What?
I just don't.
Which you do at once.
I went three times.
I tweaked
my Achilles, remember?
Yep.
And then I lifted. I hurt something in my back.
Yep.
I really was hoping my granddaughters would come so I could use that water park that's there. It's an amazing water park.
Yeah. You know, I've taken some time. And Todd, you asked me last week.
I was going to ask you again. Have you been to your trainer?
So my trainer switched his schedule. I told you that.
No, that's BS.
No, he had a baby.
I thought it was a she.
It was. And then I went to the she, and that was like so-so. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to take a break and you know, relook at my life. You know, do I want to work out in the morning, or in the evening, or after the radio show? And I need to make a plan.
Okay.
But I have taken some time off. I'll admit that.
Because your old trainer, the one that's at your Christmas party, she's been texting me. She's like, hey, I got some free time. You want gym slot? I'll work out.
You should do that.
I know.
You need a trainer, because you won't go without a trainer.
Well, you don't know that. The problem, here's what I do.
The last time you went, besides those three times before that.
But I get
it. The Y's right across the street. I can see it from here.
I injure myself because I go too hard.
That's why you need a trainer.
People are like, slow it down. Yeah. I haven't been working out for a while, Mino. Come on.
Right.
Give it a break. And
you
I don't. And
hit
I
the wall.
Don't. Huh?
You just get in, you're just sweating and just look at that guy over there.
That's been the history of my life is I overdo right away. I overdo. Mm-hmm. Even with like work type things, people are like, relax, chill. I don't have to put that much into it. And I just don't have, I'm not wired that way. So I'm just saying. Hey, Todd. Okay, Bob Seger. Did you go to his concert in Green Bay? Oh, you didn't?
No.
Well, it's got to be 10 years ago now. About 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. And
at
it was.
The Brown County Arena? Or was it the
Resch?
Resch was open then?
Yeah. I'm going to say, because Louie and I were doing our show. Mine and Louie. So that was about 2015-ish?
This says 2017.
2017. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Man. I still think he was one of the greatest performers. I mean, you got your Liberace's and all that, you know, whatever's. To me, Bob Seger, for my whole
I would agree. He's
my whole lifespan has been Bob Seger. I mean, his first hit, I want to say, was Kathmandu in 1975. Right, Todd?
I'll have to look it up.
Okay. But I mean, you know what I mean? It's like somebody you just kind of grow up. I mean, you just kind of, it's there your whole life.
Yeah,
like Elvis was, you know, by the time I listened to music, Elvis was already a huge star.
Bruce Springsteen,
the Beatles
were. Is a little
Springsteen,
bit more,
yeah, almost the same though.
Yeah, that would be a very, very close.
They both started in like 75 were both their eras where they kind of got started.
Yeah.
And that's come all the way through.
But you're right.
But consistently good.
But then that would go, like, if you say, well, who owned that decade or who owned that? Yeah, I would say Seger, but then Michael Jackson kind of owned the 80s.
Yeah, no question. No question.
You know what I mean?
No question.
So who owns it today?
I don't know.
We're not plugged in.
No, we're not. But I don't know. Is there anybody that's not an older type person? Todd, who's like,
what's that?
You know, like we're talking Seger is like our entire lifespan. You know what I mean? From high school all the way through now.
Springsteen. Yeah.
Springsteen, same exact thing.
And then
who is there now?
Then Michael Jackson came in and kind of owned the 80s. And like who owns, who's like, if you say, oh yeah, that's definitely the 20.
Because you're right. You mentioned Michael Jackson. I think of the 80s. I mean, just think of the moonwalking and all the, you're right.
Yeah, totally. And Elvis, you think of, you know.
Before that.
60s.
I mean, it was Elvis, Beatles, right. You know, and then whatever.
But who owns it today?
Yeah.
The glam band. No, I don't know.
I don't even know how to really answer that, right?
I don't know. There isn't really, is there? Can you? I mean, that's been around for like, let's
say. Oh, no, it's going to be, no. Who's Taylor Swift owns it today.
Well, Taylor Swift now. But, you know,
I don't know if she has a lot of current stuff, though, you know? I mean, she had some stuff not that long ago when she redid her albums and stuff like that. But does she continue to have hits now? I don't know. I mean, she certainly is. Terry just texted in. Lady Gaga might be that.
Yeah. Boy, you should.
Yeah.
Concert down there.
Holy.
2 million people.
Did you see some of the things that they busted people for terrorism-wise?
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? As far as somebody like my sisters, you know, when they were in high school, the Beatles became big. And then that was with them for until the Beatles died. But I don't know if there's anybody like that anymore. No. That's generational.
Taylor Swift's going to run the charts for a long, long time.
Yeah, I agree. she kind of owns it right now. Yeah, she really does. I know.
Anyway, all right.
All right. But Todd, remember how big that was when we started in radio?
Oh, yeah.
It was, the individuals were so big.
And you know, in the 80s, the big thing was if you had a movie, that soundtrack had to be packed with hits. And I always say this whenever I play Kenny Loggins, if you had a movie in the late 70s or the 80s, you had to have Kenny Loggins on Footloose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top Gun.
Yeah. That's right.
Every movie.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. That was a big part of it. And they had the big time entertainers performing the soundtracks. You know who one of my favorite used to be? Carly Simon.
Oh, you got to like Carly Simon.
Remember she did the James Bond movies?
Yep.
Yeah. Remember her album cover?
Sure.
I knew we were going there.
You didn't know that.
I did.
You did. You had no idea where we were going there.
Because it was also in the back of my mind.
You had no idea where we were going. Don't give me that. But Todd, this summer, we got a lot of great stuff happening around here. And we're going to be talking about, I know you're no longer the mayor, but you still got some pull with that. Okay. So we're going to talk to, the guys from Marinette when they're down here, talked about what they're doing on the river up there this summer. I think this incredible body of water right behind us, I know they have their fishing tournaments. I think that is a spectacular place. And with the river deck, that body of water has to be used for something. Wouldn't you agree?
But it's a little tricky. One is that's an active channel, right? I don't know. This Marinette, I've never been up there to see that.
With the shipping, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But what I'm saying is it's such, I mean, with that deck and the whole, I mean.
It's great. We've had ski shows there. But I think it would be cool down in Providence. They just float out these gondolas with like a thing of just fire. And they just go by and people just gather. Just that's it. I said to the, I was with the mayor. I'm like, he goes, oh, yeah, we're going to go down to the river tonight because the gondolas are coming down. Oh, okay. Went down there. And it was just packed. I couldn't believe how many people were there. It's thousands. They lined both
sides.
Like a
gondola like in Venice?
Yeah.
Gondola?
But there's a like a bucket, but it's huge. And they put logs in there and there's fire.
Oh.
And the guy just goes by. And I was expecting, you know, fireworks or something or the guy to jump off or just do some kind of. It just goes by, and I'm like, that's it. That's it. But people love to see water, and any activity will draw people.
Ah.
I really think.
Well, I know the water thing. I didn't know that about the floating.
The gondolas.
Gondolas.
Yeah, with fire.
All right.
Anyway, we got to do something like that. You're right. Okay. I have a. I'm going to be talking. I got a good interview coming up. I'm talking to Brian Johnson.
Okay. Maybe Brian can get it done.
Well, he's the president of the city council.
Yeah.
He's also very active and on Broadway.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was sitting there. Actually, last night I went and sat up by the river.
Okay, that's I love doing that.
It was the
awesome.
Most perfect night, and I was just sitting there, and it's like here I am sitting here. Here's this unbelievably beautiful body of water. So many things I think could be done right there.
We're gonna talk about that.
All right. So we got Sean coming down from Marinette. By the way, I got a text here from Vicky. Taylor Swift is still releasing music. She has music waiting in the wings to be released. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Vicky.
All right.
Although Vicky's having a hard day. Didn't she text at the start? Ah, it's a long week. It's Tuesday, Vicky. Vicky's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hang in there, Vicky.
That happens.
Beautiful Tuesday. Hang in there. Once again, we got Ted Ludoff coming up with the Ashwaubenon Community Band Concert Series. Ted, a great friend of mine, a great veteran. He has done so much for veterans. Can't believe it. Ollie and Nicole are coming up. Talk about the Neville Public Museum, Hmong American Day. It's with those gentlemen the other day that were all in our studio.
Those are good people.
Great. It was at the event in Appleton, and they remembered it very well. And they're like, you came on your show. They are some of the nicest guys. And John Kaler, who we've had on the show, simply had him on. And he works really closely with them. And he says, you want to talk about a bunch of people that did not get the credit they deserved and have never really sought it out on their own? What they did for the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the untold story is what happened to the Hmongs. You know, we obviously know the Hmongs who escaped and survived. They didn't just get on a boat and buy a ticket. They escaped through the jungles. Every one of these people. And were in those camps for years. I mean, their stories are just incredible.
They are.
And they come here and they're just great citizens, resilient, you know?
And we can learn a lot from them.
Absolutely.
Everything's like, oh, you know, that's like they're here, but, you know, we're here. It's amazing. I when I was back in office, it didn't happen, but I really wanted to create, you know how you go to bigger cities and there's, you know, Chinatown or there's the Italian area. And I just wanted to, on the other side of Monroe, just make like a Hmong community with their food, they're healthier than they are. They smoke a little bit more. But, you know, and they're, there's just a lot of things that they do that I think we could learn from. And I thought that would be cool to have like a little culture there.
Totally agree.
But that didn't
fly
with some people. Anyway, there's a lot to learn. And, there's great kids in every culture, but their kids do pretty well.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. But I've talked to helicopter pilots in Vietnam. In fact, I'm working on a story right now. And he talks about where very seldom, because they'd get called out for a helicopter shutdown. And the race was on, man. Do you get there before the Viet Cong get there?
Right.
And there was always a race where the Hmong, they would know what would happen, and they would get there first. They'd beat everybody to the scene, knowing the VC were on their way or the North Vietnamese, but they would get there to save those guys from that helicopter.
Wow.
They said inevitably, when they got there, Hmong were already there. It's like how they knew,
Think about that.
Nobody had any idea. Right. But somehow there they were to rescue those guys.
They didn't have GPS. They were just unbelievably.
And guys would parachute out of their plane to be shut down, and they'd parachute, and all of a sudden, there's four or five Hmong to take them to a safe place. Again, you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
What they did is, I don't think that story's ever been told good enough as far as what they did for American troops in Vietnam. Incredible. Yeah. And they paid the price, too. They sacrificed for it because of what happened. So I can't wait to get them on. That's coming up at 7:34 this morning to talk about them, all the respect in the world
for
those folks.
I'm glad they're honoring them, too, at the museum.
Yes.
So we'll get a little more detail on that.
Yep.
Good.
Absolutely. Right, cool. Todd, one other thing we need to talk about, just one last time.
What's that?
All the other people that work for Civic Media that took home some really nice awards.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, we said yesterday that Britney had three awards. That was just the number ones. She had an or four or five number twos as well.
Unbelievable.
You know?
Yeah.
Social media personality of the year. Bam, she won that. She was in second place.
Where were we on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We took third on social media.
Well,
it wasn't us.
Not yeah. Social media personality. Social media content. You won third place.
Okay, do me a favor then. Oh, we got a
tell
year
us what
now.
We got to do.
Yes, tell us. Give us some.
They
categories.
Don't really give you reviews on that. They don't. It's not. You know, well,
I can tell you. No, you know
what?
It's the same stuff show everybody's on, been saying for 2 years.
Show up on time.
Yeah. Be prepared.
Do a little
radio.
We're going to start doing that.
Yeah. 2 years, yeah. Johnny. 2 years. Yeah.
No, give us a category. Give us a category. People, if you were voting people, what category would you come up with for Jim and I that you think we would win?
Well, we're not going to win social media because we don't know how to do it.
No, but it could learn. We're handing out a prize patch. We're handing out a prize patch. Give us the category you think we would definitely win if that category existed.
And we're going to win next year.
Yeah, big time. Back after this. Oh, Bob. I'm going to...
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Mind on the Mayor here on Bob Seger's 80th birthday. You ever think about this in your funeral if you want a song to be played?
Too much crying.
Huh?
Be too much.
Would there be?
Wailing.
I have.
Okay, you know what mine would be?
What?
Bob Seger, Roll Me Away.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
10 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped at a bar to have a brew. Met a girl, we had a few drinks, I told her I decided to do.
How about How Great Thou Art?
Yeah,
back to back.
Yeah, right. Hello, all Ted. Right.
Hello there, John.
My good friend, Mr. Ted Ludoff, Mr. Luto, as we used to call him on my other radio shows various times over the... You've been with me for how long?
I'm guessing 25 years or so.
Isn't that something?
Way back to your days in the WBAY studio.
That
which is
beautiful
about a
studio.
Quarter of the size of this studio here. So that's how far back. In fact, I was driving in, I was thinking about when my children were younger, who are now 32, 30, and 28. They used to be little tykes and we'd bring in Christmas toys and other things for you years ago.
Yes.
That's how far back we go.
Isn't it almost hard to believe? And Todd, you can verify this. It's almost like you could do a lawsuit about terrible working conditions, having to work in that studio that we had. Doesn't that seem like it wouldn't even be legal?
It was horrendous. And all the equipment that we have down the hall in another room was in that
was
studio.
Right next to us. Yeah. Were you ever a guest on the gym?
You had to
sneak around equipment.
Yeah. I was always surprised at how I wouldn't work in those conditions. And like you said, I think it was legal. Fire things. I just don't think that was legal. Yeah. But the way they.
But then the coffee thing and everything was right outside. So people are always getting coffee and
having conversations.
And conversations.
The other one was, they'd been on a few of the stations. The one, and you go downstairs and you go in there. And I swear to God, that was a broom closet. And that's where the guy was. Yeah. Just this little. Yeah. There was I could fit one chair.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. And I was like, this is where you, I mean.
Yeah, that's.
I've seen how far you've progressed then, John.
This is unbelievable. Windows.
Yeah. No, we had a window in that one. Remember? It looked into the hallway.
That's right. It was the dumbest
window ever.
That's right.
And you know what's so funny? I remember having like Ed McMahon. Remember we had McMahon? And Ed McMahon, who's this huge guy, he was wedged in behind there in that studio.
Wow.
Frank Gorshin?
Frank Gore. Oh, remember that? He hated us.
I love him.
Oh, he hated us.
I know.
Are we done yet? Can I go now?
I think he's great.
The only time we ever got blown off worse of a guest was the time we had Paul Horning on the phone. He goes, fellas, he thought we're in Sturgeon Bay for some reason. So hey, fellas, and you could tell he was done. He goes, hey, fellas, I'm almost to Green Bay. I'm losing you really bad here. I'm almost to Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Not knowing we're in Green Bay. Yeah. Oh, Paul. Well, Ted, you go way back with all the different military things that I've been involved with because you are a very proud member of one of the most elite units in the United States military.
That is correct. So during my military days, I was a member of the 82nd Airborne Division. So I'm a lifelong paratrooper, and comes a lot of pride being in that unit. We always like to say, and it's very true, that when the president needs someone to go somewhere fast, they call us, because our mission was to be able to ready to go anywhere in the world within 18 hours notice. So we had to rotate through various cycles as a member, training, support, and readiness. So if you're on the readiness, you're the one that was going if there was something happening.
And by readiness, I mean, you guys were like ready to roll, right?
Correct. I mean, so you see the movies, TV shows where the soldiers have go bags.
Yeah.
That's a real deal, because when you get that call, you got to go. Now, I was in during the mid to late 80s. So cell phones weren't really a thing there. So that means you had to stay close to a phone.
Wow.
You could really not go out to a ball game, go to the bars, whatever. And so you rotated on that ready status. And if you got the call, you were going.
Wow.
So, but I was very fortunate when I was in from 85 to 89 that it was a relatively calm time in our nation. We had a couple little skirmishes that people may not remember, but we sent some people down to Panama to get Noriega when he's hiding out. And we sent some troops down to Honduras, but, you know, relatively small scale. So I was fortunate.
I remember guys that got deployed for the Panama thing, and the media didn't really cover it as much then, but our guys were in there like a month ahead of time, just laying in the jungles,
right,
watching. They said, that sucked. Yeah. They said, that is not a place you want to be, laying in the jungles with the different snakes. And they said they had these centipedes that are like a foot long, and they come walking by, and you can't move, you can't make a sound.
Right, so that's a different animal. You have the pathfinders. They're the ones that go in early, so they'll parachute in to the enemy line, or behind the enemy lines, and they're doing the recon.
Okay, but they're still paratroopers.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I mean, like I said, that's a different animal, though, wanting to be in the jungle for a month at a time with
just
no support.
Just lay in there, yes.
Just lay in there, that's right.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, we're going to be talking about something else you're involved with, of course, now with music. We got some texts here. Todd from DePere says, that studio you had was smaller than the smallest closet you can even imagine. Good thing Nick had to sneak into the smaller side of it. All right, thank you, Todd. Another one, text 2026, new radio award category. And now the award for two hosts that most resemble Statler and Waldorf from The Muppet Show.
We there was a the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association had their awards banquet last week, and Johnny and I took second, and we're not second place winners. We're sore losers is what we are. So we asked our listeners, what we got to win a category next year. That's twice in a row we came in second, which we're done with that.
So we want to Taylor make our own category.
Right.
So the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, so we're asking our listeners here now.
Got another one here. And now the award for first place in the Cranky Old Guys in the Morning category.
Thanks, we could win that one.
That's this one. That'd be most an easy one. Likely to have three shows going on at the same time.
Yes.
Right. I like the last one's good. But anyway, go ahead.
Mino the Mayor, first place in the participation of radio category. Okay. Scotty. Is Unhinged a category?
I think
it's not a bad thing. It's my favorite thing about the show, Sarah.
All right. I think we could win that.
I do, too.
Unhinged category. Coming, all right, let's put it in for that.
Talking with Teddy, talking about big things over in Ashwaubenon, and we want to hear your career as a drummer.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
Two things you and I have in common, both paratroopers and both drummers.
All right, we're back with Buddy Rich. It was too
far from home. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.